That's how we build.
Now the shit's about to kick off. This party looks
bad. Welcome to Buzz of the Week.
Come on.
I should have gone. I didn't go, Chris, and I'm mad about it. I had plans and I had arrangements and I was kind of lazy and I was like, should I go? Should I not go? But Toy Fair 2018 New York was this past weekend. Not open to the public. But we had a lot of good news come out of this toy fair.
Oh, tons of good stuff. So much cool stuff.
So a couple weeks ago, we talked about toys and vintage toys and things that we used to love as kids, collect, whatever, how it still kind of bleeds into today. So if you haven't heard that episode, go back a couple. I think it's actually our most downloaded episode.
Woohoo!
Yeah, man. Lots of crazy news. It started off with, maybe people don't know this, but I talked a lot about Power Rangers in that episode. And that Power Rangers have always kind of been done by one company called Bandai. Mm-hmm. They're more known for like a lot of their like Japanese type stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
They were a hot toy in the 90s. Bandai and Power Rangers are calling it split after the 25th anniversary. So,
interesting.
Hasbro's taking over the contract. No real surprise, I guess, there. What I'm curious is, like, what's it going to do with the market?
I mean, wow, so you're asking me for estimate news?
Or estimate? Really
I'm thinking, yeah, I would say so. Big changes in certain things in the toy market are what people look back on. There are certain toys that weren't ever valuable until something happened in the company years later. There are certain toys that are super valuable because they had a flaw. There are certain toys that are super valuable because they have a piece or a piece that's different from other pieces, like the vinyl cape on the Jawas and the original Star Wars toys. I think it was made from a sock. Yeah, when they did the prototype, yeah. Dude took off his sock and cut it. Great. We already talked about that in our other toy one. But I don't think these are going to help you retire and buy an island. But I do think that changes like this, they do increase value in some ways more than they don't.
Right.
Especially with toys like Power Rangers, which have always been in the pop culture eye. Power Rangers, something that are, you know, they're still making shows for kids today. This isn't like a one and done, like Street Sharks.
Food fight. What was that?
Food fighters. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mutants. Ugly fucking mutant babies.
Yeah. No, there's some things that stick out in those realms. And it's kind of weird because it's not really predictable. But one of the more memorable things about Power Rangers was the toys. So.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, this is crazy, but I was not a huge Power Rangers fan when I was a kid. The kid that lived across the street from me, who was my close friend, he was super into it, and he had all the toys. And I remember being like, I don't know how I fell on the other side of the fence from that. I feel like all the kids my age, our age, were into Power Rangers. But I was like, had Ninja Turtles and all the shit we talked about in our toy episode. So I don't know what happened, but I mean, I remember being like, Megazord, that looks dope!
Yeah, I think remember I told you, like, for me, like right after the movie came out is when I was just like, I feel like I was late to the game as far as people
like, nah.
Growing up, like I didn't want to grow. Like I was like, I still want to play with Power Rangers, but none of my friends do, and I can't have toys anymore because they think I'm gonna be a baby.
Right.
So that was kind of in, but I'm glad it got ridiculous later on. So I got out at the right time.
You were 18.
I was 30.
I was like, I gotta lose my virginity or hold on to these toys. You gotta go, toys.
Yeah. No. Anyway. That's
that's Power Rangers, folks.
That's that. No, for yeah, Green Ranger, White Ranger. We'll get into Hasbro since we started talking about Hasbro. But the Gauntlet got released again. Everyone's talking about the Infinity Gauntlet, of course. They're making a life-size one. Looks pretty cool.
They're doing a life-size Infinity Gauntlet?
Yeah.
How many dollars is it?
Every movie they put out like one prop/cheap prop.
Yeah, it's only $100.
Yeah, about 100, 110 bucks.
If you and me and we can find five other people to go in on it with us, we can get one.
because between five adult males, we can't fucking afford. We can't put together $100.
No, I said five plus us, so that's seven.
Seven people. God. Seven grown-ass men can't
come
together.
We're so poor. Help us. Oh, God. I will be purchasing this, absolutely.
Yeah, I've got...
Haven't even seen a picture of it yet. Definitely going to buy it. Oh, there it is, and now I'm gonna buy it. Oh my god, the fingers move.
Yeah, you can put it on in all of it, all of its.
Oh, glowing. I am gonna incorporate this into the bedroom most definitely.
Oh no,
is it machine washable? Never mind, I'll figure it out later. One of the cool things,
and you'll probably really love this, Chris, is Hasbro launched what's called HasLab.
HasLab
is kind of like the Kickstarter. It's kind of like that Kickstarter crowdfunding formula.
Oh, because they don't have enough money. Yeah, I've actually seen this thing though that you're talking about. This I read all about this. It's like a 3D printed looking Jabba's Palace playset.
Well, it's not like a crowdfunding thing. It's more like interest, like kind of what Lego does.
Sure. Like, what are you guys into? What do you want us to do? Okay, we'll do that.
So there's always been talk about this Jabba's ship, the sail barge, and this is like the largest Star Wars playset. This is kind of cool. I like the idea of like a company being
a
like
toy company being that open to outside suggestion.
100%. Like, I loved it when Lego was doing this. I was checking that thing all the time, especially when they're doing the Simpsons stuff.
Yeah. So it is pretty cool, actually. Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with you. It's awesome when you feel like you are able to have, you know, put some input
right now,
into it.
I'm pretty sure what it is, because it is, there's money involved. It's $500.
Now we'll need 28 guys.
And that's how much the whole playset will cost. So essentially, you're just buying it. So if enough people say they'll buy it, they'll make it. This is like a business model dream. Like, yo, does anybody want this? Because, like, we'll do it, but
you gotta give us a lot of money.
We gotta make sure we can sell all of them, because we ain't trying to sit on this product.
They have currently, if you go to their site, which is HasbroLab.com, the vintage collection Jabba Sail Barge, which actually is named the Katana, but spelled not like the samurai sword, has an H in there and an E and a couple N's. They're currently at 1,637 of 5,000 backers. And you have to back now for $500 plus tax. But that means that 1,637 people have said, yep,
so
gotta get that.
It's like the regular size figures. The thing's huge. Like, if you watch, there's a video on it.
Oh, it's ginormous.
Total.
Oh, wow. It's like, oh, that's crazy.
Inches.
Oh, did you see what they're... So what the idea behind it is that this is basically a reproduction of the prop set they used.
Prop. Yeah.
Because in the old days, for you young Tybos out there...
Before there was CGI, back in our day, see?
There were no computers. They had to use actual, like, sets and puppets. And so this is a reproduction of the one that they used to film the Jabba scene. So it's, like, approximately 4 feet long. Where the fuck would you put that in the house? Hey, welcome. Come on into the living room. You're going to have to scoot around Jabba's ship here. No worries there.
That's what you do. That's how you make a... That'd be like how you make a cool fucking coffee table, right?
So, great coffee table. Great.
You get a glass top. You make it fit right under there. You put a little what are those things called?
Yep, definitely.
Panorama?
No. Panorama? Panoramic? Glass? Feet? Legs? Who cares? My thing about this, too, is if you're listening right now and you'd like to buy this, do us a favor. Just go ahead and send us cash, and we'll place the order for you.
And we'll make sure it gets delivered.
It's absolutely going to get to you.
No worries. We'll make sure that Chris gets 100% his inspection. Tons of Funko Pops were out there this weekend.
Crazy. There's so many. All kinds of stuff.
I couldn't even keep up.
Everything from Disney Pops, including Monsters, Inc. and Hercules, to if you're into WWE, sure. All kinds of new music legends and Stranger Things with the Ghostbusters uniforms or the costumes. There is so much. Go to Original Funko on Instagram. They have a hole where they basically just freaking jammed every single post in a row as to what was being released. But again, Funko just keeps doing it right by taking these licenses that exist for other brands are successful, and they're turning them into stuff that people want and ask for. So I'm in. I'm going to buy all the Hercules ones
like Hercules,
for damn sure.
They've been making Doug. You see those Doug ones?
Oh, I love the Doug ones. I got one.
What's your opinion on McFarlane toys?
I think they're beautiful. I think that they're have held up as what they were when they were, you know, around 10, 15 years ago with the Spawn toys. They were always so beautifully detailed. But, you know, sometimes they hook onto subject matter that's definitely niche. So you have to really be into some kind of fucking one creature from a certain thing, and you can have a dope ass action figure of it.
Yeah, so they got the license for Stranger Things.
Oh, okay, that'll be interesting.
So they did like 11 in their punk fit.
They're always crazy detailed.
Yeah, and they did the boys in their Ghostbuster costumes. But the cool thing is they did an upside down Will, and in the packaging, Will is upside down in the
Clever
in the box. Yeah, I thought that was cool. Yeah, man, Toy Fair was dope. I wish we gotta go next year, and pretend that we have a store so they'll sell us stuff wholesale, and then we'll just sling it on the side.
It's on the side. But
that's gonna be our buzz of the week. You can catch more from me and my man Chris.
That's me.
That's you. More antics from us in our regular show, G Splash, every Thursday, right here. We will see you next time. Now the shit's about to kick off. This party looks great. Feel the vibration.
Come on, come on.